Avraham Avinu did not cry so much over Sarah when she died. As shocking as that is. Vayavai Avram, lispoid l'sara v'livkoisa, Avram came to be maspid Sarah and to cry for her. The livkoisa is written with a small chaf. Chaf ze'ira. In the Sefer Torah, the chaf of livkoisa is small. Says the Baal HaTurim, he was not boicha a lot for her. The Baal HaTurim says two reasons why that would be true. I'll tell you one of them. One of the reasons he says is because she was very old when she died. You like that reason?
No. Yeah.
Why don't you like it?
They spent more time together than his
wife.
What?
His wife died. It's just like, oh, she's old, so it's okay.
So let's understand what the Baal HaTurim means when he says that the Halaga of Avraham Avinu was like, she was old. You hear people say that sometimes. It's disgusting. No? It's disgusting. You heard so-and-so passed away, and they were old. So. But for Avraham Avinu, it's different. Avraham Avinu had one singular goal in his life, and that was to restore the Madrega of Adam HaRishon. He was creating a nation, and that nation, the tafkid of that nation, was the restoration of Adam HaRishon. And that was he saw the world through a very, very spiritual lens of bringing back the greatness of Adam. And whenever there's Misa, there's Bechia, whenever someone dies, there's crying. Inherently there's crying, because Misa is one of the great tragedies of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. That even though the greatness of Adam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fused together body and soul, something that doesn't exist in the entire universe, that a neshama from Ginzei Meraimim, not a nefesh chaya like an animal has, but a neshama from the Ginzei Meraimim, from the under the Kisei HaKavod, can bond with a guf from the earth and fuse together to form a servant of Hashem. That's just like a magnificent Kiddush Hashem. And the fact that that ends is a reason to cry. But Sarah Imenu, who spent her life, Meyoshana, the Esrim Shana, the Sheva Shanim, Kulam Shavim Latayva, who spent her entire life serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sarah, which what does Sarah mean? It means like princess, right? It's a lashon of malchus. She was moilech, like the Gemara says, on her years. She was the king of her years. You know the difference between being the king of your years? You know those days that you're like, oh, is it the nighttime already? Wow, I didn't start my day yet. You know those days? You're not a king of your days, those days. The days that you end the day and you're like, whoa, I'm wrung out. What a day. What a packed day from beginning to end. That's a day that you're a king on your day. You own that day. You're taking that day with you. Right? And Sarah was a queen on all of her days. She had put in 127 years packed with serving Hashem and bringing back the Madrega of Adam HaRishon. There was a little bit less tragedy in her Misa, because of the incredible Kiddush Hashem that she represented. So of course, it's not to be callous in that way, but we're talking about what's included in the Torah is the Bechiah that's relevant to understanding the depth of what's going on in the world of Avraham Avinu. So he cried a little bit less, but I have a different shot. I have a different shot why Avraham Avinu cried a little bit less. I think that Avraham Avinu cried a little bit less because Sarah Imenu was the first person to die that was going to get up for Tchias HaMesim. Because the Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar tells us that by the Akedah, when Yitzchak Avinu was bound hand and foot, big shaila how he was bound hand to hand or hand to foot, but when Yitzchak Avinu was bound on the Mizbeach, so, and Avraham Avinu was about to shecht him, and he took the sakin, he took the knife, and he was about to shecht him, just before the malach called out, Al tishlach yodcha el anar, don't stretch out your hand to the nar, Yitzchak Avinu's neshama already left him. And the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, the holy Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus says, that when the malach told Avram, oh, that's not Hashem's plan, don't shecht Yitzchak, the neshama of Yitzchak returned. And says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Omad Yitzchak, Yitzchak stood up, v'omar, and he said, Baruch atah Hashem mechaye hamesim. And from that moment on, the readiness that Yitzchak had to end his life, the fact that Yitzchak was ready to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu before his physical life, he was zoicha. That was the moment that Klal Yisrael began their return to the Madrega of Adam, that Adam does not have death. Now we have death, but our death is not real death. What do we call death in Shemayna Esrei, the death of the Avos? We call it sleep. Where do we call it sleep? That's right. U'mekaye memunasai li'shenei afar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promise, keeps his emuna to those sleeping in the dust. Sleeping? I thought they're dead. No. Because their neshamas are coming back. I love saying over every Parshas Chayesara, I find some excuse to say over the story with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that there was a yid in his city that had done some terrible, terrible things to the point that that they felt like they really needed to distance him from the firm community, from the Jewish community. And when he passed away, they couldn't just say, they would have gone to the authorities if they would just say, you can't be buried in the Jewish cemetery. So instead, they charged the family 10 times the regular amount. So if the regular amount for a grave was $10,000, they charged $100,000. So they went to the authorities anyway, and they were like, it's not fair. Everybody else pays $10,000. We're paying $100,000. So they summoned Rabbi Akiva Eiger to court. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger stood on the stand and they said, Rabbi, can you explain yourself? Why are you discriminating against this person? That you're charging him 10 times the amount. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, I'm not discriminating at all. It's a simple cheshbon. Most people, I don't sell plots. They're going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim. It's just a rental. Because they're going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim. But this guy lent money for interest. And it says that if somebody does that, he doesn't get up for Tchias HaMeisim. So he's getting the sale price because he's never getting up. So for him, it's $100,000. That was Rabbi Akiva Eiger's explanation. But the nekuda is that by Yidden, we don't look at Misa as permanent. That's why we don't do tattoos. That's why we don't shave our heads. That's why we don't use a razor. That's why we don't cut ourselves when someone dies, like some cultures used to have the custom to cut themselves. You could read about this. The cultures used to have the custom to cut themselves when someone dies to express their tzar. We don't do any permanent damage to our body. Especially when someone dies, we don't do permanent damage to our body because it's not permanent, the Maral says. It's not mukhlat. We don't have a misa mukhletes. So we don't do permanent damage to our bodies. Our bodies are something that represents nitzchias, that's going to be around forever. Okay, we die, we even decompose. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that there's that one bone, the luz bone, that doesn't ever disappear. Yet there's some kayach of it that's always still there. And from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds the person when it comes time for Tchias HaMeisim. U'mekayim emunasei lishenei ofar. Imagine how much you cry for someone who's never coming back. But Avram Avinu, when he was standing in front of his wife who had passed away, he told himself for the first time in history, she's going to come back. This life is not permanently ended. So Vayavai Avram lispaid l'sara v'lifkaisa. Avram came to be maspid Sara and to cry over her. Chaf ze'ira, a chaf that's not fully. It's not large because Avram Avinu had less to cry about. And Rabbi Say, There's a lot of letters in Viliv Kaisa. But the Torah chose to make the letter Chaf small. It occurred to me this year for the first time, why the letter Chaf? Because the letter Chaf represents a person's guf and neshama. Because the letter Chaf is 10 plus 10. And we know that the Gemara tells us that a person's father contributes 5 attributes to his body. The Gemara counts. And a person's mother contributes 5 attributes to his body. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu contributes 10. The Neshama receives 10 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka Haleluka. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka Haleluka. The 10 Chalakim of the Neshama. There's 10 Chalakim of the Guf, and there's 10 Chalakim of the Neshama. This is a discussion in Chazal about Daya. You're familiar with Daya, Yonah Kal V'Chomer? So Chazal say, you see Daya from... I think it's in the where is it? In the end of the first or second parak in Bava Kama? The Gemara says that... What, the end of the second? The Gemara says that... that with Miriam had Saras, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that she should be put into... She should have to lock herself up. She should be aloi tisager. She should be locked up for 7 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said if her father would have disgraced her, she would be embarrassed for 7 days. So kol shekein that it was me, of course she should be embarrassed for how many days?
14.
But that's not what it says. It says 7. Says Chazal, you see from here that Dayoy Labam and Adin Liyos Kenidin, that a Kal V'Chomer never goes past its original amount. That's the, and Tosfos explains over there, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has double the investment in a person than the father, because the father gives 5 attributes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10. But what do you see? That the shidduch between the guf and the neshama of a person is 10 chelkei haguf and 10 chelkei haneshama that come together, which forms a double floor, guf neshama, of a chaf, 20. So when we're saying Avraham Avinu didn't cry so much, it's the letter that represents the achdus of the guf and the neshama, that's what's smaller. That's why Avraham Avinu didn't cry so much, because that union between the guf and the neshama would come back, and Rabbi Yisai, that's why she was buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpela, because the Machpela, the double of the Machpela, represents the Guf and the Neshama. And that's why, it's unbelievable, that's why, who sold them the Baris HaMachpela? Ephraim. Ofar Ata, V'el Ofar Tashuv. Death, that's Ofar, that's in the Ofar. Avraham Avinu takes the Ma'aras HaMachpela and he removes it from the hands of Ephraim. Of Ephraim. He removes it from the hands of the Ofar, and it says, as it says in the Pasuk, that it says, Vayokum Hama'ara, is that the Lashon? The Pasuk says, or maybe Hasada? What? And the Rashi says that to be Mefarishit, Tkuma Hoysaloi, that the field and the Ma'ara had a Tkuma. How would you translate that? Not uprising, but rising up, maybe. Right? And uprising has a different connotation. But a rising up. Tekuma ha'isaloi, says Rashi, miyad hedyot liyad melech. The Maris HaMachpel was going from the hands of a hedyot, from Afar, to the hands of a melech, to the world of those who have tchias ha'mesim. Rabbi Yisai, you have 20, it's very, very interesting. There's the Sfardim in the room, to use a loose word, the Sfardim in the room. Let me say over something that I once saw on a Kaf HaChaim, that unbelievable thing, unbelievable. The Kaf HaChaim says that the reason why a person has 10 fingers on the top of his body and 10 toes on the bottom of his body is because there are 10 chalakim of the neshama. It's the chaf. The 10 chalakim of the neshama and 10 chalakim of the guf. The 10 toes represent the 10 chelkei haguf. The 10 fingers represent the 10 chelkei haneshama. During the week in halacha, there's no dinim of washing the feet. It's just dinim of washing the hands. Because during the week, it's hard to bring the guf to high levels of kedusha. But when it says in Mechaber to get ready for Shabbos, what does it say? You should wash panav, yadav, viraglav. Says the Kaf HaChaim, because when it comes, I'm smiling a little bit, adding a little explanation there, but when it comes time for Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos makes it that even our guf is ready for an aliyah. So we can wash panav, yadav, viraglav. It has that aliyah. But the point that I want to tell you is that we tend to look down on our bodies. Our bodies, that's what makes us do averas. Our bodies, we almost look with disdain on our bodies. Not us, Rabbi Yisai. B'nai Torah don't look at their bodies that way. Our bodies, that is the vessel Hashem gave us to fill with Kedusha. Our bodies, that's the keli. Look at your hands. Look at your body and say, this is the vessel Hashem gave me to bring closer to Him. And when you get ready for Shabbos and you wash yourself for Shabbos, you think you're doing this selfish thing so you feel good, you know, and it's definitely something to appreciate. Yisrael Yaakov told me, was it this morning? I think Yisrael Yaakov told me this morning, he knows a bacher that was in Waterbury that's on the front lines now in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and he's in a very tough location there, and he had just told his Rebbe recently that he's taken one shower since Simchas Torah. Okay, and we should be makir tov that there are people like that protecting Eretz Yisrael. If you can imagine that, when we take our shower tomorrow, when we cleanse ourselves for Shabbos, it's not just a selfish thing because it feels good to be clean. No, it's an act of being meroimim our guf to get it ready for a holy day because our guf is holy. We have to believe in ourselves and believe in our malchus and imagine how that will affect the way that we act, if we look at ourselves with that level of malchus, yashakayach.